Final understanding is not always possible. Unfortunately, this kind of final understanding and closure will not be possible to reach in all cases. Not all topics imposed as world problems are prone to final judgment, not only by the insignificant and anonymous, but by anyone, even the savviest trained professional. For instance, outlandish and outrageous claims such as the claims due to telltale signs ostensibly suggesting anthropogenic climate change should be excluded from consideration when an ultimate solution is hoped for. Conversely, as a reminder, recall that there are cases of world and historical significance, such as the unequivocal catastrophic proof that the, quote, theory of relativity is brazen absurdity, or that quantum mechanics is misunderstood classical mechanics, and even that there is no COVID-19 pandemic, whereby the conclusions are final. Here's the unforgivable paradox. The world allows itself to ignore issues such as the absurdity of the, quote, theory of relativity that harms it the most, having the opportunity to dismiss them with complete confidence, but wastes time and resource by engaging in conspiracies about climate change that are always prone to uncertainties, and understanding of which will always be incomplete, to say the least. The problematic conspiracy theories about the anthropogenically induced climate change, just as the flat earth theory, take hold amongst those who have little imagination to picture how big the earth actually is. There are some who were brought up with the idea of the former glory of an empire on which the sun never sets. The view on the magnitude of the earth by those heirs of the empire formerly controlling the world, whose natural perception of the world stems from the imperial past, is diminutive. Similar is the reason why the COVID-19 pandemic myth, enslaving the peoples of the world, intellectually and even very much physically, grew roots amongst people blasted with an enormity of media-fabricated figures. That myth goes away, and the insignificant, anonymous people are freed from the intellectual slavery of such a chimera the minute directly verifiable figures are put up for discussion, whether such an idea about a pandemic obeys the above-presented necessary and sufficient condition for a pandemic to be genuine.